Okay, Thursday night for Halacha. We're doing Hilchos Ben Odom L'Chaveiro. I think maybe next week we'll start focusing on the positive. This week we were very involved in the negative. Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll do a little positive Halachos. Mitzvah Saseh is Ben Odom L'Chaveiro. Tonight, most Rishonim, or at least many Rishonim, if not most, count Machlokes as Isser, as a lav, either in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Many counted in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Lo yeh kekorach v'chadoso is not to have Machlokes. And many don't count it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, but it's an Isser, probably an Isser d'oraisa. Now the question is, people disagree, people argue, people have a meriva, people have disagreements, people have fights. When does it become machlokes, and when are you over this lav? Now, even if you're not over the lav, because it doesn't reach the level of machlokes, which I think we'll be able to explain in a minute or two, but certainly it's not good, even if you're not over the lav of machlokes, but it's anyway, bakei sholom v'rodfehu, you know, you shouldn't be even a meriva, we'll call it. You shouldn't have a riv bein anoshim. You should try to always settle things and not be a meriva. And then, you know, shalom, godol hashalom. But the question is, when does it become a machlokes? Chumish, do you have a chumish maybe? Just chumish with Rashi. When does it become a machlokes? Yeah, that's fine. Thank you, Yishkoich. When does it become a machlokes that you're over the slav, or you're over the oraisa? You know, not just the, what we'll say, Bakish Olam V'Rotfeyu. So, what the Achronim say is that, you know, you're arguing about whatever the disagreement's about. Many times, at some point, it becomes like two teams, us and them. And it's us against them. And the focus isn't so much on what you're arguing about anymore, but that's machlokes, where you make a pirud that it's us against them. They're on a different team. It could be chasidim misnagdim. It could be a meriva within a family. Like, whose side are you on? Your side. When you're just arguing about the bottom line, that's a meriva. Okay, it's not good to have a meriva, but that's not called machlokes that Chazal are concerned about. But when there's a chiluk hatzdodim, and it's us and them, that's when you're over the lav. And I want to point out the Omek Divrei Rashi in the beginning of Korach, where your mama see. This is from the Achronim say this, but I'm suggesting this is the Omek Shat in Rashi. Rashi says, "V'yikach Korach lokach es atzmo l'tzad acher lios nechlak mitocha edo." V'zeo shetirgim unkelos the ispaleg. Nechlak mishor ha'edo lahachzik b'machlokes. No, there was the Korach team. You know, whose side are you on? Moshe's or Korach's? This could happen in a shul. Are you for the Rav or against the Rav? I mean, it could happen. That was a joke. Okay. Who's going to be against the Rav? Come on. What? Anyway, that's when it becomes machlokes. It's usur to be machzik b'machlokes, even if you're right. And both parties are always right, of course. But even if you hold your right, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. You learn out, he went to Oel Korach Dosan Vaviram. It's also lahachzik b'machlokes, meaning if you could take any steps to stop the machlokes. And again, we're talking about the machlokes, this deeper level, the level that's osur, the level that's osur where it becomes a pilug, it becomes a split, and teams, and us against them. So that's also the hafzik machlokes. It's also for anybody to help in a machlokes, even if it's a parent or a relative. It's also to help out and to have the machlokes go on. Okay.